Hi everyone, it's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. So sorry that we're a little bit late. Had some technical difficulties, but we are here with you now. And again, this is Akashic Wisdom, and it is the internet radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, and we talk about things. We talk about whatever is on your mind. And I am a bit of a disadvantage because I'm not in front of my computer. So if you have questions, you're going to have to just call in. And I'm in such a disadvantage, I don't even have the telephone number to call in. So I'm hoping you're on the BBS radio website. And that website is www.bbsradio.com. And we're on station 2. And this, again, is Akashic Wisdom, and this is Donna Fox. Well, you know, we are so excited. We've got, I'm here actually in Oregon. I'm in Astoria, Oregon. And if you were listening to the show last week, you know that I was talking to Jenny from the Alabaster Jar, and we had a class there. We did two lectures and had a class there this weekend. And next weekend, I'm going to be in the Portland-Salem area. And we are also fortunate because we have Dijon Young, who is the lady who has been a good friend, and she has sponsored me into to her town, Salem. And we're going to talk about what we're going to do next weekend, and we've got some lectures coming up, and Dijon is going to be opening a new store, and we've got a new spa, and we've got to talk about that. So we have a lot of things to talk about, and we have your life to talk about. So be sure and call in your questions. Tonight's theme is about independence, and, you know, that's a perfect 4th of July subject. How do you define your independence, and do you feel independent? And if not, who is running your life if, in fact, you aren't? So if you have some thoughts about that, give a call or see what your Akashic Records say about how you can heal that or move forward. So I want to say hello and welcome, Dijon. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Well,
hello?
Thank you for having me.
There you go.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Now, am I saying your first name right, or am I not?
No, you're saying it fine. It's Dijon.
Okay, good. Dijon. Okay. All right. Dijon has a very interesting spelling. She spells it, is it DESJAWN, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's great. Very unusual and super great. Anyway, so tell us about how you came to want to have the Akashic Records be taught in your town.
I met a mutual friend and one of your students at a Matrix seminar, and I became fast friends and saw how useful the Akashic Records were in when she used it in her sessions. And I wanted to learn as much as I could, and there was nobody to teach it here. And so I asked Mariah to talk with you and see if she could set it up either for me to come there, and I was really fortunate for you that I got you to come here. It's a little harder for me to leave. I have children at home, so it's worked out wonderfully, and we're very excited.
So where is the we're doing some lectures. You set up some lectures. Actually, your mom Valerie has been very integral in this whole process of getting me scheduled at different places. So tell the audience where I'm going to be speaking, because you have that information and I don't.
Oh, well, that is useful, huh? Well,
yeah.
We'll be at the Tea Party Room, downtown Salem.
Is it Tea Party Bookstore or Tea Party? What's the name of it?
It's the Tea Party Bookstore.
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
It is downtown Salem, and we will be there from 7 to 9 on Thursday.
Okay.
And then on Friday, we will be at the Home Center from 7 to 9. They've both invited us there.
That's great.
So we'll be there, and then we will be on Saturday. We'll be having our seminar at the Kaiser Renaissance Inn and Conference Center, and that'll be in Kaiser, Oregon. And I have the address as well.
Okay, all right. Well, it'd be better if you had the address for the two bookstores, because if somebody wants to register for the workshop, we really need to do that ahead of time so we can make sure we have enough manual and handouts for them. So they need to register ahead of time, even if it's that morning. But we need people to register, and you can register for this workshop in Portland, or actually in Salem, by calling me on my cell phone, which is 216-392-5490, or my other number, my main number is 216-691-1233, or they can also call you locally, Dijon. What is your telephone number again?
It is 503-710-6939.
Okay, and so hopefully you can do that, and you can email me also at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I can also send you out the schedule of where I'm going to be speaking and information on the workshop. So when you were talking to Mariah, what kinds of things did you see that you liked about the way she was using it?
Well, I had never had an Akashic Records reading done and didn't understand a whole lot about it when I first met her. But she was very helpful when I was going through my Matrix training to show me how, by her accessing the Akashic Records, how best to serve me.
Okay.
As being, you know, what was our relationship and how best can Mariah help me by accessing the records and guiding me. And at the time, I was having a lot of issues with my older daughter, and it was very useful when I had her read my records that we had come to find out we had a contract for 5 years of total disrupt. And we had
this
beautiful experience of the total 5 years of disrupt. But it was, you know, that was more useful to know that we, you know, we were supposed to do this than what was wrong with me. And
sure. That's really important.
I thought something was wrong with me, and how come I'm trying to be a great mom and this isn't working out too well?
Yeah.
You know, and the information I received was so useful that it really made me calm down and take another look at how I react to things and how I perceive things and our relationship all together between me and my daughter, and it changed our relationship for the best. And we're getting along really well, and we're creating good bonds and growing our relationship. And I don't know that would have happened so easily had I not had my records read.
I don't work.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry. What's interesting, just in case somebody's wondering, I'm actually sitting in a motel lobby because the phone wouldn't go to my room.
Just
came in and asking about something, and the door was supposed to be locked, but it isn't. So somebody wanted to come in and ask for directions, and I couldn't tell them. Anyway, but that sounds really important, and I know that, you know, Mariah is an excellent person, that she's a wonderful student of the Akashic Records. And just to let everyone know that what we're going to be teaching in Oregon here is a level one. And I just came from San Diego, and I was teaching a level one and level two. But the level one is where you actually learn how to access your own Akashic Records. And that's how you learn how to work it. Can you just, Dijon, talk to the audience for a minute. I have to do something.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody's having a good 4th of July. I'm absolutely loving it.
I'm back.
Good.
So anyway, this is quite an interesting evening, I've got to tell you. So what do you... Let me just get back in my body here. So what do you think... independence, Dijon. What's your take on independence?
You know, I'm very an independent person.
Uh-huh,
and I absolutely love my independence. And the angels told me today that independence is about love, Dijon. And I'm like, okay. So
That's very interesting.
Here in the United States, we're based on, our independence was based on our freedom. And I quite enjoy my freedom and my independence, and I love it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that independence also, not only does it have to do with freedom, but it has to do with responsibility, you know? What do you think about that?
Independence and responsibility, it does.
It really does. It has to do with independence, responsibility. Isn't that what we always teach our children?
Yes.
To be responsible so they learn how to be independent.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I just had a few people just walked in from the class. Jenny's here, and her friend Dusty, who is a wonderful masseuse at the Alabaster Jar. And Jenny has a beautiful store there and a beautiful meeting room for anyone who wants to have a class in Astoria. She's open to bringing teachers in. But you've got a store coming up, don't you? And there was like, why don't you tell us about what you're planning with where angels play?
Well, I was part of my Akashic Records readings. I was been guided since then in opening a center, and they were real specific about opening, how to open it. And I didn't know how I was going to do that, and I was a little nervous about being, doing that and being gifted enough to do that. But we're going to open up, and I've overcome those little fears.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to open up a wellness center, and we're going to do detox the body and help put some good things back in and purify it. I believe that we have so many toxins and things that blocks us also from our spiritual guidance. And so I believe that we can cleanse our bodies of the toxins and put some good things in, and it opens our channels even a little more. So we can stand in our light, and then we're going to work on what's inside and get rid of the stresses and the things that are causing our diseases and illnesses and dysfunctions, what's really hiding in there. And that's where we're going to start.
So talk to us about, you're going to have the foot baths and what else?
Yeah, the detox foot baths. So we're going to pull... we get to sit in massage chairs with our feet in the our body detoxes, and the massage helps us to relax so that our toxins can easily be flushed. And then from there, we'll go to the aroma oxygen therapy to help replenish our blood cells with good oxygen and nutrients and some good water. And then we also are going to have the detox box, which is based off of frequencies. And everything works off of a frequency. So if there's a frequency that can break or shatter a glass, then there's a frequency that can break and shatter a tumor or an illness, because they're all germs, and they're cells, and they're growing. So if we have those sort of things, there's a frequency that can shatter it and make it go away. And I believe there's good frequencies that, that help elevate our energy levels. We learn a lot of how to tap into energy frequencies at Matrix. And so this machine can tune into different frequencies. It's got 356 different frequencies. And, so it's really cool. My daughter, Amanda, when she had her tumors, that's what we used on her, and with a combination of Matrix and Muin, and my daughter's happy and healthy, and we're going to keep her that way.
That's good, yeah.
I wanted the same thing. Chelsea Sanctuary was a blessing to our lives, and there's only one of them, and there needs to be more of them all over. And so I'm going to pilot that and start where angels play. And we'll have some healing stones and crystals, because I like to play in the stones and crystals. And we'll have some books and some jewelry. And then we'll have matrix sessions, UN sessions, when I'm through with all the Akashic records. Then I plan on doing readings.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, and talk to me about what is... Ewan, talk to us about what Ewan's energy work is.
With Ewan, they believe that with the corrections through the spine,
okay.
Not far from like a chiropractor, except that you correct on an energetic level, and then you bring that energetic level, that energy change back into the body. So if we change it on an energy level, then we can change it on a physical level. And since we are all energy, you know, but we go through systems and we clear, you know, the cardiovascular, the respiratory, the circulatory, and you clear each of those systems, and beautiful things happen. I personally like to use the relationship one.
Uh-huh.
When you're having issues with relationships, you can go and clear, because some of our relationship changes are... need to be made from things that are in past lives, or is it in our current life? You know, is it in another dimension that we need to correct it so that it corrects it here in this time and space?
Mm-hmm.
So if it shows up for me to do you, and I'll do you, and I like the Ewan method, and he's phenomenal. Just a very high-spirited person, and loves to share and teach, and I really like his methods.
And have you taken the Ewan method or not?
I've taken Matrix, and I've taken Ewan. I've taken Conscious Systems with Mark Dunn. And I find that each and every one of them have beautiful things to offer, but sometimes one shows up stronger for me to use than another.
Exactly.
And so I have to trust in what shows up, and
sure.
Go from there.
That's great. So actually, I've got my computer back, and I'm going to be actually. So people, if you want to email questions, you certainly can do that, and you can email at info@info. At akashicwisdom.com. So that's when you can do that. In a moment, I'm going to have the phone number for you, and you can call in a question. Okay. All right. Okay. What the heck? I'm looking for something. Okay. Excuse me for being at a loss for words here, but I want to talk to me about what your mom taught you about spirit. Did your mother get very spiritual with you, or you were trying to help her be more spiritual?
Well, my mom was of the old school, where in our family, you know, it's more hush-hush about those things. This has been kind of a shock to her that I'll go out and vocally speak about what I'm capable of doing. And in her generation and my grandmother's generation, it was always hush-hush, you know, so you're not... people get burned at the stake, and I always laughed at them. I always thought they were, you know, being really silly, until I stepped into my own spirituality, and my mom was like, you shouldn't be talking, you know, you just make changes and be hush-hush. But it's not that time anymore. It's for us to all stand in our light, and that's what I believe. And so she's coming around to that. She's coming around to that. She believes in, you know, that changes happen, and she knows how to make changes. She just is a little more, but, you know, you're not supposed to talk about it. And I'm just a boisterous person, and
yeah.
I'm proud of who I am, and I like standing in my light, and I believe everybody could stand in their light, and what a beautiful place this would be.
Absolutely. We had someone that, Lucita, who is a level 2 student, asked, has a great question. She said, The USA is a great country, and it would be wonderful to hear from the Akashic Record Masters, teachers, and loved ones how we can support our nation. And I think that's a great thing. So one of the things that's coming forward from the Akashic Records here about how to support our nation on this special day, this very special Independence Day, is that we have to be able to really move within ourselves. We have to be able to honor the earth, but more than that, we have to start picking leaders who will also honor the earth. We have to, and I know that President Obama is doing as best he can, given the situations. But the reality is that we have to do more. We as individuals have to do more to make this country greater than it's ever been before. And part of that has to do with us taking our own responsibility and staying in our integrity about what we are supposed to do based on what we feel is appropriate. For example, with this, with the economy being what it is, unfortunately, there are people who are losing their homes that don't want to lose their homes, but they are. And so for those people who have been put in the position to have to lose their home, the message for those people is to move forward and remember that the next time they have an opportunity, they need to also pay it forward. This is not a criticism. This is just remembering that they live in a country where the economy has failed the everyday folks in many ways, and that the issues here have to do with people being grateful for what they have, even with what they don't have, but also putting in their heart what they truly want to do and how they want to turn their lives around, and what that message is how do they really want to turn their life around, and they cannot feel down, or that's the wrong word, they cannot feel beaten by the economy. It's absolutely essential that we as a country and a people band together to help each other. This is a perfect time for people to start really blending their skills and start trading their skills and start moving together in support of each other, because it's almost like we don't have any money anymore. The only thing we have is ourselves. And that's the only thing we can do, is move forward in helping each other in that respect. So please be aware, ladies and gentlemen, that you have many talents and you have many ways to move forward in this work. And it's time for you to take your stand. So now you read the angels talk to you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do the angels say about that?
Well, the angels say that Mother Earth really is wanting a new, they're redesigning her. And,
yes.
I had to step back because I was, we're all so upset over the devastation, with the oil spill, with people losing their jobs. And, we've had some big tragedies go on here on Earth. And they gave me some peace in it to let me know that, the people who were sacrificed, the animals were sacrificed for all of these shifts and changes, they were carried off with angels. And they really just want us to really shine our lights and step into who we really are and remember where we came from.
Right.
And be integrity with that and help each other. If we live in a space of true heart, and we make our decisions from there and let them do some guiding, that things are shifting and moving. And they always tell me, what is the lesson you're learning in this, Dijon? And I'm like, oh, no, but will it hurry up and come? And I think a lot of that with our economy is that, my own husband's been laid off for 10 months, and it's been, it's been financially hard to be the sole supporter of this family. And I'm like, what happens if something happens to me?
That's
you know?
Right.
And they're like, well, what is this lesson in this? And my husband's creating beautiful angels. And I mean, literally creating beautiful statues of angels. And he's stepping into his light and he's finding his true path. And, you know, if he would have never been laid off and he wouldn't have been without work for a while, you know, would he have gotten here so fast? Would he be able to, you know, find his connection to Source or God or however you want to
That's right.
I don't ever know how to correctly put that. But,
there is no correct. It's whatever you feel.
So
but that's
I don't want to insult anybody.
Well,
but
it's
you know?
No, don't worry about that. This my audience is very easy to get along with. They're a very loving audience. But I think that's what's also important is that we have the sense that the purging that's going on, and that's what's happening, it's a purging, is really about giving ourselves the time to find out who we really are and about what we really want to do. You know, like, for example, your husband, you know, and, yeah, absolutely. So did you tell any friends that you were going to be on the radio tonight?
I did. I told everybody, actually, I told everybody I could talk to. On the radio tonight. It was kind of exciting.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. So that's the angels' take on the economy is there's shift. There's things happening, and we just got to, you know. We just need to shine our lights and help each other.
That's great. Hey, just as something that you should know, if you want to tell any friends or have your mom call their friends, if they don't have a computer, they can listen in via their phone. Right now, in other words, as this program is airing, and they would call in, they would dial in 712-432-0075. And the access code is 318-116-pound. So that's for people who want to listen to this program via the telephone. And they can actually listen to any program like that, as long as it's airing live. And also they are, if somebody would like to call in for a question, they can call 415-762-1161. My computer is up and working. And, we're going to see if we have anybody else, Jenny would like to talk about what she experienced in the level one class today. Would you like to talk, Jenny? And talk about you. Jenny is it Oregonian? No, is that
Oregonian?
Another person who lives in Oregon. and Dijon, you don't know her personally, but it's your mom that met Jenny. And, so I want you to say hello.
I've had the pleasure of talking to her too. She's a very good lady.
Great. So I'll tell you what. So Jenny's going to talk about what she experienced in the workshop today so that you have a little bit of a heads up of what to expect, and then we can answer some questions. How's that?
Great.
Okay, hold on. Here's Jenny.
Hi, Deshaun. This is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I don't believe Oregon would claim me yet. I am born and raised in California, Huntington Beach. I apologize. Anyhow, the class today was beyond what I had expected. I have done channeling with angels and worked a lot with Reiki energy and my intuition. This took me to a level I hadn't quite expected because I was able to separate from myself and be the observer. I was not involved emotionally with all that I was learning about myself. And unlike channeling angels or other masters, it was knowledge that pertained directly to me. It wasn't a general term. It was what I personally needed to know. So I feel incredibly blessed by the experience and can't wait to have more time by myself to sit and journal and learn more about who I am and why I'm here.
Okay. So are you now even more excited than you were before?
I am, and I'm very excited because I've had somewhat of those experiences with having that information read. So now I'm looking forward to being able to tap and really be able to hear and listen and find out more about myself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So how are you going to be promoting your business here? Is your mom going to be helping you?
My mom is going to be helping me. She will be doing the marketing. And I was told to open it up in heart, and I believe that the angels have them lined up for, you know, who's going to show up. I really just truly have faith in listening, and I had my records read, and they also, you know, they said open up in heart, and I'm going to open it up in the true heart space, and I believe that they will come. And my
if
mom
you build it, they will come, huh?
Yeah, if I build it, they will come. I just have a lot of faith. Networking with some of the other centers here in Oregon, with Jenny and with Chelsea Sanctuary and a couple other centers. I believe that there's something for everybody, and I don't believe that I have all the answers, but I know that if I don't, I can send you where somebody might have the answer.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I believe that it's just about communicating and wanting to make the changes in our lives and being open to receive it. So we will do some promotions. And one of my big things is you know, I don't want to turn anybody away just because of finances. So
sure.
They always have the opportunity to come and bring a can of food, and we'll donate it to one of our local food banks. My daughter's house burned down, and I found out they have a great program for people who lose their homes due to fire or other kind of tragedy or emergency, and they were wonderful and helped us. The Red Cross helped us a lot, so that, you know, that somebody's got something to donate. And also, I love animals, so they can also donate dog food or cat food, and we can give it to the local SPCA. I figure it's equal trade and equal value, and that can of food may feed somebody and may be very valuable to somebody. So finances, it's not necessarily about finances. It's about stepping into your heart and really wanting to change your life and being in a safe place to do it. So we're going to do that. We're working with some of the local police stations with their family advocate programs. And so we'll be a center that they can have some of their clients come see when they're ready to make changes.
That's great. So you'll let everybody know when we have this, when you have this the center open, right? You'll come back on and talk about when it's open?
I will. We are just in the middle of trying to decide on what building to move in. What a problem to have.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
You know, I want to be in a good place and in a safe place and in a nice environment in the right energy field. And
right.
I just haven't quite, I've gotten close, but not quite where I want. I figure I'm going to wait another week and make my decision.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
A hard decision to make, but I just want the right space.
Absolutely. One thing I got to tell you is what I've just been passed a note here that the phone that I'm on is a cordless phone and it isn't fully charged, so it may die. So if that happens, I will call back the station on my cell phone and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to wondering where I go. So if you're talking and I just stop talking, then continue on and I'll be back in touch. Okay.
You know, what are they trying to tell us? The technical difficulties of the season.
I know. Maybe we just got to go back to our roots here, right? Well, you know what? While we're still in the air, why don't you tell folks again where I'm going to be talking on next week on Thursday and Friday. And I'm also going to be available for individual face-to-face consultations as well during the day on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And but we'll give you that address once you call to schedule an appointment. But go ahead and tell people where I'm going to be lecturing, and we'll go from there.
We're going to be at the Tea Party Bookstore in downtown Salem on Thursday, the 10th.
No, that's the 8th.
It is the 8th.
Thursday the 8th, huh?
Yes, Thursday the 8th. We'll be at the Tea Party Bookstore, which is a really neat bookstore. And we will be there from 7 to 9. And I believe you're going to be there a little earlier to do some personal readings.
Okay, all right.
So you'll be available.
Does she have it already set up?
Yes, she does.
Great. Okay,
has that
okay.
Set up.
I'm booked up on Thursday. That's good. Okay, so maybe there's great.
And then on Friday, we'll be at the Home Center on Lancaster in Salem.
Okay.
And we'll be there from 7 to 9 as well.
Okay.
And then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be at the Kaiser Renaissance and Conference Center in Kaiser, Oregon, in their conference room for the class.
Are they going to have, like, Akashic Records workshop and the place where we're going to be in the lobby?
They will. Yes,
okay,
great. It'll be posted just when you walk into the lobby. It'll say we're in Conference Room A, I believe. There'll be a sign in the front desk. They're very friendly there. I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, it's exciting to come and do it, and I know that we have space for at least 10 to 15 people. So if this is this something that you're being called to do, folks who are listening, take a trip to Oregon and jump on a plane, use your miles, and come see us. We would love to see you and love to have you learn to read your own Akashic records. So that will be lots and lots of fun. So we have to get some folks calling in. You've got to get some friends calling in with questions here. That was a great question from Lisita. She actually mentioned some folks that were, you know, pretty metaphysical as our founding fathers. I know that Thomas Jefferson was. He was one of those Freemasons, and which is very interesting. And I know that George Washington was very involved, and we had some women too that were very involved, you know, with not only creating our country but also creating the spiritual part of our country. So, you know, we don't want to lose sight of the women involved here either. So,
right.
Yeah. So, what's your question tonight? Do you have a question, or does anybody there in your family have a question for the Akashic Records tonight?
Well, I made everybody go
away because you were being on the phone.
Because otherwise they would be knocking on my door every minute. But I'll bet you Michelle would have a question, and if you'll hold just a second, I'll get Michelle on the phone.
Okay, great. That's great. Michelle, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is going to also be taking the Akashic Records workshop, and she's a really good friend of Dijon, and she actually is a roommate of Dijon, so she's going to be coming to the phone very shortly. And we did two lectures here in Astoria, and Astoria is, you know, it's really gorgeous here. I mean, I had, in fact, let me tell you about this while we're talking. I was so gifted because someone came forward and gifted me a room at the Cannery Pier Hotel. That is the most magnificent hotel in the area, and we just want to say a big thank you to that person who gifted us and gifted me. And I had the room that I had was right on the Columbia River. I was able to go to sleep with the waves splashing and wake up with the waves splashing, and the room was just magnificent. So if anybody's coming to the Astoria, Oregon area, that would be a place to really consider staying at. So it's fancy, honey. It's fancy, but it's nice, and it felt real good. And tonight I'm someplace else, and I've just been gifted with different wonderful places to stay. And one thing leads to another. So let's see if Michelle's on.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Nope, Dijon.
Oh, Dijon.
I wanted to also let you know, Michelle is my partner with Where Angels Play. And
okay.
I went and got her, and she had her questions written down for when
we did the consultation.
She had her class. You're right.
Okay.
So she's going to go ahead and
ask me
one of them.
That's right. Great. Okay, Michelle, welcome to the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show on BBS Radio. What's one of your questions for tonight?
Well, hello. I just wanted to know, one of my questions is, what is my contract with my children, Devin and Dahlia?
Okay. What is your contract with your children, Devin and Dahlia?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. We got to take one at a time. And I would really prefer to have their last names, but I don't want to do that on the air for privacy's sake. So which one do you want to know about first?
Let's do Devin first.
Okay. And how old is Devin?
He is 14.
Okay. So you want to understand what your contract is with Devin, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that's important as a matter, what they're going to come forward here is not so much contract, so much as how you can best parent him right now. Because parenting Devin is, he values honesty above everything, even though sometimes he's not honest with himself. And so what's important is he needs to see you stay in your integrity. So what that means is if you say you're going to do something, you need to do it. You can't make an excuse about why you said one thing and you're doing something else. And that's not a criticism, Michelle. It's information that says that you need to stay by your word, because that's how he learns to trust you, and that's how he learns to trust himself. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, 100%.
Say again?
That makes
Hello?
Absolute sense. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right
okay.
there. And so that's going to be real important on how you can best work with him now. And we can get more into contract when I get your last name.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. What else? Oh, and what was your other child's name?
Dahlia.
Dahlia. And how old is Dahlia?
She is five. Five. She's five.
Okay. And so Dahlia, is Dahlia with you?
Right now?
No, on a regular basis. Do you share custody?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I have full custody.
You have full custody?
Yes.
Okay, so with Dahlia, what I'm hearing is Dahlia is a very old soul. She actually has wisdom beyond her years in a way that you may or may not have seen. Are you there?
I'm
Hello?
Here. I'm just off. Yes, I'm here, ma'am.
What?
I'm here.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Whoops. Who is this?
This is Michelle.
Okay. I keep hearing the phone ringing, so I don't know what's going on. It may be going out of sync here. Anyway, does that make sense to you about Dahlia?
It does. Yes.
And the other thing is, so what Dahlia needs is to be mentally stimulated. She really needs, so it's not about sitting in her in front of television all day. She can't, that's not going to be good for her. She needs to have real hands-on things that she can figure out how they work. And that's the best way you can work with her is to keep her mind stimulated and to compliment her and let her know that she really does know that she knows. Language is very important. These kids are like sponges, and it's really important that you speak to them in a way that's honoring, because in the future it's going to come back to you for them remembering. If they honor you now, they'll honor you later. And if you honor them now, you know, they'll honor you later. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So right now that'll work. Do you have another question?
Do you have another question?
About yourself?
Oh, she wants to wait for, Donna, she wants to wait for the other questions, but Ted had a question for you, and he asked me to ask it. Can I do that for him?
I'm sorry, who had a question?
Ted.
Oh, sure, go ahead. Ted's your husband, right?
Yes, it is. His question is, I was told to make three angels. What are they for?
Oh, that's very interesting. What I'm hearing is the three angels are going to be in the front of your shop. That's what they're showing me. It's almost like they're going to be in a triangle with one angel in front and two just to the back. Now, these are big ones, right? They're like, what, 3 foot tall?
I asked him for the 3 foot tall.
Or are they smaller?
No, he says they're 4.5.
That's fine. And so what's going to happen is that these angels are actually, what I'm hearing is they're going to be somehow in the front of your shop.
Right.
And I'm also being shown that in your shop, that in each corner is going to be an angel.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. And then it's going to be important that he has a website so people can have him custom make their angels for them. Did you get that?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. We are almost out of time, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost 9 o'clock here. And I'm actually in Pacific time. And so we have to sign off at 9. And so if there's anything, any last things that you'd like to say, Dijon, let me know.
Well, I just want to say thank you, and I'm looking forward to the rest of this week, and look forward to meeting all the new people who come take class with us.
Absolutely. That's great. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be at the Teacup Bookstore on Thursday night on July 8th and on Friday night at the Home Center, and these are both in Salem. And if you'd like to have more information, you can give me a call at 216-392-5490, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So it's time to close the records of the show, and so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
So have a miracle-filled week, everyone. We want your hearts to be open and your burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we're closing the records, and we'll see you next week. And I will be actually in Portland, and we will be broadcasting from Salem, Oregon. So good night, everyone, and come hear me talk and give us a call. Love you all. Bye-bye.